Thank you, Barney and Vicky, once again for this awesome opportunity to open up my heart and share God's word with God's people. You know, I'm pretty excited tonight. You know, it's a few weeks back now, Bob Linfeld, he shared on a topic about our new spiritual bodies. I believe it's called the Return of Christ. It was on a Sunday fellowship, Acts Now Fellowship. And if you haven't heard it, I highly recommend it. We got a lot available on these conference calls, the past conference calls, but this one in particular, it kind of, when I listened to it, it kind of, I don't know, I guess it recharged my battery, so to speak. I got inspired, I got sparked up, I got encouraged to kind of continue on to looking at something again, something that I got stirred up about. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm planning, and I know we all are, but I don't know when, but we're all going to be moving. We're going to be moving, I guess we're called to our final destination. And I want to know as much as possible about it. So we're all going to make that change, that journey someday. And I know some folks, they say, that sounds a little absurd or a little cray-cray, so crazy. But some folks, they just don't know what the heck I'm talking about. Especially, you know, when you say something like, see your hair there or in the air. You say, what are you talking about? Going up in an airplane? An opportunity opens up to share God's word. And they, what are you going to be jumping, bungee jumping, going on a kite, a hot air balloon? What's this stuff about going up in the air? Another door opens up. That's why I thought this song tonight would fit well with tonight's sharing. I called, see your hair there or in the air. Have you ever heard that song that, you know, I'm sure you all have, and you just can't stop singing it in your head, humming it, maybe for days when you hear something. I'm sure we all have. But there's certain songs have a way of doing things like that. But what about that message that it sends? This particular song, to me, it sounds like the beginning of maybe a Broadway show or a musical. The music is inspiring, like something wonderful is going to happen. You're expecting something big, and then the message comes out. If you think about no more fear in a land where tears are forever wiped away, if you think about going home and the joy you'll know, seeing Jesus face to face. Your fear of the future fades when you're sure there's a hope beyond compare. It'll really help you live down here. Your trouble's coming near if you think about there. What a thought. What a revelation. It's a hope. It's a hope of Jesus Christ's return and the belief in the reality of our eternal destination. Remember, guys, we're just passing through this life. And I know many things have been taught on the hope of the return of Jesus Christ. Wonderful teachings that, you know, maybe help jog our interest again. Or get our mojo going, you know, recharge our battery, so to speak, get your curiosity to want to know more. Get excited again about the future and what's next. Maybe open our eyes to something that's so much better than what the world has to offer. Here we live today. And we should be so blessed to be witnessing what we're seeing, what's really going on, and be able to recognize and separate what's true and what's not, spiritually and physically. You know, we've got so much available to us today. We got nothing to lose, but everything to gain by just continuing to look to God's word and get that special relationship with our Father, that very close one-on-one intimate relationship. You know, we keep our eyes open. We keep looking up, and we know our hope is in Jesus Christ and in his return. It's still available today, guys, because of what he accomplished for each and every one of us. It's hope, expectation, anticipation, excitement. It's grace. Just the topic of the hope of Christ's return, you know, it's more than just a prophecy or just an event, but it's a promise from Jesus Christ himself. It energizes, and it definitely influences on how we live. Like I said, it's our hope. It gives us such a sense of peace and comfort and calmness, excitement, and a reason. Especially, you know, when certain things might start popping up, just living life. And I know you all know what I mean. Every one of us have had bad days. Or let's say, not bad days, but not the best days. But we as God's kids, living with that gift of Holy Spirit, we never give up. We pause. We rest a little bit, we reset our thinking, and then we restart. But we never quit. We pick ourselves up and we keep on going. We just keep on keeping on, moving forward. I know we can't help seeing and looking at the conditions of the world today. It's a mess. or even in our personal lives, whatever issues come our way, and stuff is going to happen. We all know that. That's when hope becomes a reality, might be the best way to say it. I know Hebrews 11. You can turn there, or you can just listen. I'm sure many of you can recite this from memory. It says, now faith, which is believing, is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, to hope for something is to, you believe for it, you expect it, even though you don't have it yet, but you know it's coming. It's on the way. You anticipate it. You guys, remember that old song in the 70s called Anticipation? Carly Simon, I think Carly Simon sang it, she did. And it was a ketchup commercial, with the ketchup coming out of a bottle so slow, and the look in the faces as they were anticipating it. You knew it was going to be worth it. It was going to be so good on that hot dog or french fries. I know that might not be the best analogy to give you, but I'm sure you get my drift and my intention of what I'm trying to tell you. There's so many, many verses, you know, to tell us and remind us of he's coming back, when and how it's going to happen. Like I said earlier, it's pretty exciting to see it for yourself. You see it in the Word when it finally clicks and makes sense, and it becomes alive in your life. Because the Word is alive, and it's still living today. And you want to tell everybody, because, you know, what better news can you spread in the world today than what's going on? Get it on out there in the atmosphere. Let people know. Turn to 1 Thessalonians, or like I said again, you can just listen. This is another section of God's Word that I know most of you have heard very many, many times before. One that you always remember, too, I'm sure. But you can never hear this enough. I know I love to be reminded about it. It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, or which died, that you sorrow not, as others which have no hope. There's that word again, hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's Romans 10, 9 and 10. You know, we believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and we believe it in our hearts. In fact, even so them also which sleep in Jesus Christ, or which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with them. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, hey, that could be us. It can happen at any time. It's pretty imminent. We shall be caught up together with them in the air. That's a pretty cool mind picture. Mm-hmm. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, you know, we don't just say this at funerals, but, you know, I can listen to it every day. And they sure do comfort you. You know, that song, Think About That? I'm sure that was inspired by Revelations 21:4. And I'm going to read that, but you can turn there if you like, but I'll just read it for you. It says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow or crying, neither shall there be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. There it is, guys. Sign me up. What a thought. What a comforting thought to hope for. You know, I heard that song and Bob's teaching, and like I say, it recharged me. It inspired me. It's kind of funny how that works sometimes. But it is. It's so wonderful to know all this, and it's just a taste. It's a foundation to what we believe, and it's that knowledge that we have that other people are searching for. They're looking for. It's hope, and we still have that awesome opportunity to share it with whosoever. You know, I guess I might be a people watcher, more so now that I'm a little bit older. But you ever go to the store, like maybe Walmart, go to the grocery store, and you see, you know, I'm going to call them elderly couples, elderly single people, kind of struggling, maybe hunched over in their electric shopping carts with a look of maybe loneliness, especially loneliness, look of pain, disappointment, or fear. I like to talk to these guys. I like to let them know that this is only a temporary place, man. This is only that there is still hope for them. That God still loves them. Most of them are receptive, but some not so much. But I got to tell you what, ears really open up when you speak about our new bodies, our new birth, no more pain and no more sorrow. And so we pray for them because prayer is so, so powerful. You know, guys, I got this invitation that's hanging on my wall, and I've had it for quite a while now. You guys might have seen it before. It's a great reminder. It's got these great big letters, and it says, coming soon. You do not want to miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. Jesus Christ's return. Here's your invitation for a one-time event. This invitation is for Christians and all wannabe Christians, but all are welcome. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But before you take part in this event, you must repent and receive Jesus as your personal Savior. You must be born again, filled with the gift of Holy Spirit. And this invitation doesn't cost you anything. It's already been paid by our Lord Jesus Christ. The day of arrival? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Who can take part in this event? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I love that invitation. It's just a reminder of our future, and this is what's ahead. It's our hope. But until then, guys, there's still a lot of people out there that need to hear this good news. In a world of, let's just say, not so good news, you know, they need a reason to hope, to be hopeful for the future, thinking about there. Now, we all try, every one of us, we try to do our best. We try to live by example. We love people. We're kind, compassionate, we're understanding, we're generous. All the attributes of God. You know, what's in our heart comes out of our mouths, and we all try to live an honest and a peaceful life, looking ahead with our eyes up, looking out for each other. Through prayer, we speak in tongues for each other. We build each other up through fellowships like this and nights like this. You know, this is what I wanted to share with you guys tonight, and I hope maybe it did spark something up. We love you guys. We thank God for your wonderful lives, and like I said before, we'll see you all either here, there, or in the air. I don't know, Barney, maybe if we could close with that song again, everybody will be humming it tomorrow morning.
About worries, consider circumstances growing out of control. Do you debate your dilemmas, speculate on the outcomes? It can sure weigh heavy on your soul. But if you'll think about no more fears in a land where tears are forever wiped away, if you'll think about going home and the joy you'll know seeing Jesus face to face, your fear of the future fades when you're sure there's a hope beyond compare. It'll really help you live down here, though trouble's coming near, if you'll think about there. Instead of fretting about tomorrow, focus on the new song, rising out of heaven and the glory we will share. Instead of bogging down in humdrum, chart a course for the kingdom. It'll do you so much good to think about there. Cause if you'll think about no more fears in a land where tears are forever wiped away, if you'll think about going home and the joy you'll know seeing Jesus face to face, your fear of the future fades when you're sure there's a hope beyond compare. It'll really help you live down here, though trouble's coming near, if you think about there. So friend, keep looking up. Set your mind on things above. If you'll think about no more fears in a land where tears are forever wiped away, if you'll think about going home and the joy you'll know seeing Jesus face to face, your fear of the future fades when you're sure there's a hope beyond compare. It'll really help you live down here, though trouble's coming near. It'll really help you live down here, though trouble's coming near.
you'll think about there. If you'll think about there. Think about there.
All right. Deanne Wilcox, unmute you, and Deanne, can you speak in tongues and interpret, please?
Sure. Así que tal es ponche tu televiendra baso pumpanje candandre. Quiere ver a verhushan tan scutera basa pasca de repete. Giandra hushan emana gunera maske terevitete. Bine verishundre catere. Oh, my sweet children, I look upon you and smile. I love it when you talk with me. I am always with you. Do not be afraid of anything that comes your way in this world, because the spirit that I've placed in you, that spirit of love of me in Christ in you, is the most powerful force in the universe, and it dwells within you, children. So sing and be happy and be merry, and do think of my son's return, because he is coming back.
And Judy Hunt. Judy, could you speak in tongues and interpret? You might have to take yourself off and mute there, Judy.
Ayeke mo yonosa shamanda. Leti ana se shi kopoto boya monokote se peshe meniki. Be at peace, my family. Know that you are my children, that I watch over you and provide for you as you look to me. So always be confident in that love that I have for you, and know that I am an awesome, magnificent God who watches over you every day.